بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We were discussing over the past few days an ayah from Surah Baqarah, ayah number 177, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of many attributes of the muttaqeen, the spending, where they should spend, the recipient of their voluntary acts of charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listed up to 5, if not more, categories of people on whom you should spend. Okay, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke again of the aspect of iqamatu salah, they establish salah in their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the zakah, they pay their zakah, if zakah is due and compulsory upon them. Then in last night's session, we spoke of the attribute of sabr, wasabirin. They are those who persevere and who exercise sabr in their lives. At the end of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends it so beautifully. Allah says about those who have developed those qualities and attributes mentioned in ayah 177 of Surah Baqarah. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. Those are the ones who are loyal to Allah. Those are the loyal ones. You know, it's all about being loyal to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, those are the ones who are loyal to Allah, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, and they are the muttaqoon. Those are the ones who are the muttaqeen. Now, let's move on to the third set of ayat. So thus far, we have discussed 2 sets of ayat. Both of those sets of ayat were from Surah Baqarah. There are a few more ayat in Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again speaks of the muttaqeen and more characteristics and attributes of the muttaqeen. So we find that the attributes and characteristics of the muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spaced it out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it throughout the Quran. We move on to Surah Al-Imran, which is the 3rd chapter of the Quran. After Surah Al-Baqarah comes Surah Al-Imran, and it is the 2nd longest chapter of the Quran. Over there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities and the attributes of the muttaqeen, Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. What a beautiful expression. Allah says, سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. Allah instructs every one of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, rush and hurry, run. سَارِعُوا means run. Run towards something. What should you run towards? What should you rush towards? Allah says, إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ, to forgiveness. To forgiveness from who? From your Rabb. Now why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us to rush and run towards forgiveness? Normally we tell people, seek forgiveness, ask forgiveness. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not telling us seek forgiveness or ask forgiveness. Allah is saying, all of you run towards it. When do you run towards something? You only run towards something when you need it. When there's need for it, then you run towards it, and you rush towards it, and you hurry towards it, and you leave everything else. Why do you rush to work in the morning? Because you need to get there on time. It's a need. You need to be there. Why do you rush towards your books? Because you need to study in order to succeed. It's a need. Whenever there is a need, and it is something that you need in your life, it's a basic necessity with which you cannot live without. Right? Then you rush towards it and you run towards it. So maghfirah, we need to acknowledge this. This is something we need to acknowledge, that we all need the maghfirah of Allah. We need it. Irrespective of what level of religiosity and piety we enjoy, you still need the maghfirah of Allah. And that's the first thing. That's to acknowledge that I constantly, throughout my life, I need Allah's maghfirah. Allah says, rush towards the maghfirah of your Rabb. And what else should you, what's the second incentive? So that's the first incentive that Allah gives us. Rushing and running towards the maghfirah of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. Number 2, Allah says, and run, hurry and rush towards what? Wa Jannah, and a paradise. Rush towards Jannah, run towards Jannah and paradise. Now you might ask, how do I do that? You got to rush and run towards those deeds that are going to take you to paradise. Again, Allah is telling us to run towards Jannah. Why? It's your need. You're going to need it in Akhirah. If it's not Jannah, then it's Jahannam. It's one of the two. So Allah tells us, in this world, you got to run towards Jannah. How do I run towards Jannah? The simple answer to that is, run and rush and hurry towards those deeds and those actions that are going to take you to Jannah. Right? Salah at the top of it all. Put everything else down. At the time of Salah, everything else is secondary. Salah is priority. You got to run towards it. It's going to take you to Jannah. Right? What else is going to take me to Jannah? All those good deeds that you have developed and tried to develop in the month of Ramadan, those are the very same good deeds that you got to treat as priority after Ramadan. That's running towards Jannah. Rushing towards Jannah. The Quran. When you're running towards the Quran, your free time, your spare time, you're running towards the Quran. You're running towards dua. You're running towards dhikr. That's running towards Jannah. That is what is meant that you're going to run towards Jannah. So you've been doing it in Ramadan. Whenever you were free, what were you doing? What were you trying to do? You're trying to fit in the recitation of one or two extra pages of the Quran. You were coming early to the mosque. Why? So that I could read that four or five pages of the Quran. You're waking up early in the morning, a few minutes before Sihri meal. Why? You could spend some time in dua. So that's what Allah says here. Sari'u, run towards Jannah. That is what you are doing in Ramadan. Whenever you have the opportunity to do some good, you grab the opportunity. That's what is meant by running towards Jannah. And you don't confine that to Ramadan. It should be beyond the month of Ramadan. Allah just gives us Ramadan, you know why? To show us who we can become. It's a mercy from Allah. Allah is just showing you the type of person you can be, the potential that you have. It's a reflection of who you are. That's what Ramadan is. Okay, so, but it has to go beyond. So that's what Allah is saying. Run, rush, hurry towards the maghfirah from your Rabb. And run and rush and run towards Jannah. And Allah says, Allah describes Jannah for us. Allah says, arduha, its expanse, its width of this Jannah and paradise is as-samawat, all the heavens put together, wal-ard and the earth. All of it put together. No one can give us that expanse. No one can ever measure that. No scientist and no person, no matter what level of knowledge he has reached, can ever give us the distance and the measurement of all the heavens and the earth put together in one. Allah says that is how vast Jannah is. That is how vast Jannah is. And who has it been prepared for? Brings us back to our topic. Allah says, it has been prepared, u'iddat, that Jannah, that paradise has been prepared for who? For al-muttaqeen, those who are of the muttaqeen. Those special category of people whom we have been discussing over the past few weeks. In tomorrow's session, inshallah, which will be before the Ramadan, before the Taraweeh, we will speak of the first attribute of the muttaqeen mentioned in this part of the Quran in Surah Ali Imran. May Allah grant us the understanding. We will spend some time in reciting Salat and Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the 40 durood which we have in front of you. We will spend some time in dhikr and then end the program. That's ending the program, not the night. It's ending the program but starting the night. Your night only starts then. When you go back home, speak as only if you are required to speak, okay? Only if it is necessary to speak. Don't speak much. Have a timetable, what you want to do, especially on the odd nights, right? You find our Salaf al-Sadiqeen and the pious predecessors, they were so particular. You know, just yesterday or today, I read something about our pious predecessors. The last 10 nights of Ramadan, on every odd night, they took a bath. Every odd night, they took a bath. They had, one of our pious predecessors, he had a special garment for each odd night. He would never wear it on any other night except that night. So on the 21st of Ramadan, there was a special garment he would wear and he would put on. Why? They said, there's no one more deserving of your beauty. There's no one more deserving of your outer beautification and preparation than Allah. Alright, so whenever you have a meeting and you are going to see somebody of prominence, somebody who enjoys some status, you ensure that you are presentable. You are dressed in such a way that suits the occasion. So he says no one else is more deserving of that than Allah Azza wa Jal. So have a timetable, what you want to do when you get back home. What time to what time are you going to rest? How much time you're going to spend with the tilawah of the Quran? And most of the time you are going to spend it in dua. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.